Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions Team. It's Monday the 30th of March. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. The main topic this week is, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic and responses to the crisis from the pensions regulator and other organisations across the industry. The pensions regulator has announced additional flexibility for schemes and sponsors in the light of pressure on scheme administration, and we have a link to our briefing on the details of that from the start of last week. Other developments include the passing of the Coronavirus Act. This includes provision for emergency volunteering leave and associated protection of pension rights. We also have guidance from the Information Commissioner's Office and from HMRC, and an announcement by the Pensions Ombudsman that for the moment it is not accepting new complaints. Details have been published about the Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme and the extent to which employers can reclaim pension contributions under this emergency provision, which appears to focus primarily on DC arrangements. In essence, the government will cover minimum auto-enrolment contributions on a monthly wage of up to £2,500 for furloughed employees, but for many employers that will leave some costs outstanding. We also have other updates, including the latest HMRC Pension Schemes newsletter and updates on changes to be made to public sector schemes following the McLeod litigation and the payment of increased compensation by the PPF following the Hampshire litigation. The full version of What's New This Week will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.